Over the past few weeks, every now and again, a little Facebook thing will pop up in Solange Roberts' timeline. And it's a photo accredited to the Creative Corner by Solange, and it's in honour of Mott Green. And this bridge is called the Mott Green Memorial Bridge. And every time I see this bridge, I smile because I remember standing at the side of the river, overlooking here, and listening to him talk about the bridge and planning it and what it all meant. And I managed to find that little piece of recording that I did with Mott. So the quality might not be perfect because I'm recording a recording from my computer back onto Audioboo, but I thought that people would enjoy listening to this little sort of 5 or 6 minute piece, and forgive the sound quality because it will make you smile and remember what Mott was all about. Okay, where exactly? We're standing literally overlooking the Grococo plantation now.
Right, the Grococo farm.
The Grococo farm. And how many acres is it in total?
It's 10 acres.
Okay, and there's quite a story about how that was bought, but I understand that effectively it used to belong to the estate here, but you managed to find that it was for sale and they agreed that you could buy it?
Yeah, but we didn't buy it from, excuse me, the greater Belmont estate, because another Grenadian owned it for many years in between. But anyway, we bought it from another Grenadian, who happens to be a doctor in Switzerland, and it was a co-venture, a co-purchase with us and Rococo Chocolates. So it's we co-own the farm, and we look after it ourselves with our own farming crew, and it's probably the best taken care of farm in the cooperative. And in return for James and Chantal of Rococo's generous help in getting us this land, we sell them a lot of bulk chocolate at a reduced rate that they make their bonbons with. So they make chocolates in London with cocoa from a farm that they own that's in our
Can I get you to say that again, because I've got the wind in the mouth. Sorry. Say that again. You've got...
How far back?
Just trying to... That's it. Thanks. Sorry. Go back to Chantal and James very kindly. Perhaps just say how it came about that they bought the half of the plantation with you.
Well, this particular land had been abandoned for many, many years, and there's such good cocoa on it, and for a long time I wanted to somehow bring it into the cooperative, but the man that owned it is a Grenadian man in Switzerland, and the land just sat there. But it came to my attention that he was interested in selling it, and I was looking for a way to get it into the cooperative. So I asked at the time our importers and my great friends at Rococo Chocolate, James and Chantel, if they were interested, and they were. So they helped, and we co-invested in the land. And for them, it's essentially a contribution, a donation to the work that we're doing to help cocoa farmers in Grenada. And also, in return, we supply them with a lot of couverture, which they use for their bonbons at a reduced rate. And that way they can have chocolate, that they can have chocolates made in London with chocolate that's made right here in Grenada from cocoa from their own farm. And they're actually in our organic cooperative.
That's amazing. And could you see any other cooperative situations with other chocolate manufacturers to continue growing like this, or is this going to be sort of a one-off and you'll carry on with farmers?
I think it'll be a one-off, depending upon who approaches us and what their philosophy is. The thing is, people like James and Chantel of Rococo Chocolates are rare, because they did this out of love, and friendship. And that's why we were interested. Whereas we're not interested in foreign investors. We're not interested in any foreign involvement apart from friends and essentially charity, because we want it to remain 100% Grenada owned and 100% Grenada farmed.
We're standing outside this spot over this bridge, which is overlooking the Grococo farm. What particularly is interesting me about this is that you're investing in the infrastructure here, and you're going to be building a bridge so that people can bring the cocoa down. Because I'm told at the moment that the only way to bring the cocoa beans down from the side of this sort of very steep incline is to bring them over stepping stones over the river. Is that correct?
Yeah, we carry the cocoa over these stones here.
Sorry, can you say that again? Sorry.
Yes, we carry the cocoa over stones and buckets. We've been doing that the whole time.
And is that what I can see here, yeah, with that sort of waterfall coming down?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, that's the river. It's not a problem. We've been doing it from the beginning. But it is much more difficult than it will be when we build this walking bridge.
And will that enable you to maybe sort of set up more of a permanent base here? Is that something that you want to do? Or are you happy kind of still sleeping with your chocolate?
I'm happy sleeping with the chocolate, and it doesn't matter. And I have my permanent base, just Grenade itself is my base. But I may build another little house inside the woods here to be sort of the farmhouse, and, you know, may end up staying there. And I forgot what I was going to say.
Will it increase the level of production by putting a bridge in here?
No.
No, it's just simply to facilitate
It's just to facilitate taking the cocoa out. We've been increasing the production here year after year, and may even go a little further by planting new trees, but mostly by rehabilitating the trees that are here. And it's doing really well. It's bearing probably the most amount of cocoa per acre in the whole cooperative because we've taken good care of it, and because it's naturally extremely fertile piece of land with the river running through it. Incidentally, the other reason that we're building the bridge, besides the fact that it's cumbersome to carry the cocoa over the stones, is that when it's raining a lot, which it does a lot here in certain seasons, we still go and work on the farms, and this river rises, and when it rises, all those stones are underwater, and it's not passable. So we can't even access the land to do our work on those periodic times where it's raining really hard. And this bridge will be so high that the water won't come up to it.
Will the bridge come to where we are standing now?
Exactly.
So it's going to come off
it's going to hang off the road and then just span right across.
Do you have to get permission from, like, the Highways Commission to do this kind of
work?
Yeah,
we need government permission, of course, to attach to the road. And I think any kind of bridge, you probably need some sort of permit. It's pretty laid back, but we do. The interesting thing is we don't at least need permission from any other landowners because it's just suspended on the government-owned road right over to our land.
And how many acres is it
again? Well, there we have that interview with Maltz. We were standing literally where the bridge is now, overlooking the plantation, and there were cars driving past. And I was standing with a fantastic Xanthi Clay, who is, of course, is the main columnist for The Telegraph, and with Captain Arjen van der Veen. And Mott showed us round the plantation. And his enthusiasm for it was just infectious, and it touched everybody all around. So it was good to hear and to remember what was so important to Mott. So I hope you enjoyed listening to that.